Curiosity. What are you so curious about?
Everything.
Mr. Curiosity.
Welcome to Mr. Curiosity, and this is a special show because it's a beginning of an end or the end of a beginning. What is it, Mindy?
It's both.
Every beginning is an end, and every end is a beginning.
Exactly. You're scaring people.
Oh, this is getting really deep.
Yeah.
John Meyer is here with a big announcement. You say, well, first of all,
he
has to make the announcement because he's leaving any minute now. He's got his big vacation coming up. And,
I
got
to get out of here.
All right. Get it all out, big guy.
All right. And this is actually true. The next time that I see the three of you
right.
will be the morning that we are launching 2 more hours of live local news. So we're currently on WNEP every morning, 4:30 to 7. We will continue to do that like we do all the time.
4:30 to 7, then Good Morning America starts.
Yes. But starting Monday the 16th. So that morning, we're going to go live from 4:30 to 9. But the last two are on WNEP Plus streaming. The first live streaming newscast ever in Northeastern and Central.
And for anyone who
How did I do? Was that a good
one? That was awesome. Really good. But now I'm freaked out.
The part that's weird is when people hear streaming, 16.2, digital, plus, they get confused.
It's hard to keep track.
So here's all you need to know. Everyone has a smart TV anymore.
Right.
You can't say you can't afford it when they're like $70 at
Target. And certainly anyone that's watching this or listening to this has a way to, to get
right,
WNEP+.
Yeah.
So on any smart TV, just go and you search WNEP in the search bar. And then the app shows up and you download the app and that's it. You watch this for free for the rest of your life. 7 to 9. You can watch the morning news.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say this, but cut your cable. Could I say that, man?
I don't know if you can say that. But
we're going to have to clear all the language that he's allowed to say.
I know.
There's live podcast.
I'll play the bad boy. And then
so on WNEP, we're going to be on from 4:30 to 7.
Nothing's going to change with
Good
that.
Morning America is going to start just like normal.
Yeah.
But for us, at 7 a.m., we're starting a whole new two-hour newscast.
So you just click on the
just
app.
On WNEP+. Plus. You go to that app. It's so easy.
But if someone starts watching, let's say and there's people that do this. They get up maybe 4:35 and they watch already on their smart TV on the WNEP app. It's going to be seamless. It's just going to keep going from 4:30 to 5 to 6 to 7 to 8 to 9.
It just when you say it that way, it sounds really long.
I know. Well, listen, we're all
don't
playing.
Think of it that way, Mindy.
Okay.
No, but we're playing the company card a little bit. I mean, when they came to us, it's like, oh, now this is extra work, but we're going to enjoy it. We're going to make
it's going to be fun,
and it's going to be fun because it's going to be looser. And different and I like longer weather forecasts.
and that's
more descriptive too.
You talked about how it'll be seamless if you're watching on WNEP Plus our morning show. So if you are a morning show viewer now, which we know tons of people are,
yeah,
this is going to be different. So if you watch at 6:30, come with us at 7. And it's going to still have the news. It's still going to have the weather. But we're adding a whole lot more. Do you want to call it freedom?
It'll be fun.
It's going to
breathe
a lot
weird
more.
Stuff.
Where we're just able to
it's on
not a typical newscast.
No, it's going to be looser. It's going to be more undergroundish.
Loosey-goosey.
It's going to be goosey, too. I know it's going to be loose, but I didn't know it was going to be goosey.
Is that in the official language
it's
of this, too?
It's loosey-goosey.
Newswatch 16 AM Plus, it's loosey-goosey.
Yeah. And Mindy thought of a great motto for the new streaming. 1, 2, 3. Streaming,
baby!
Nikki, you're not in on this yet?
She didn't get the memo.
Baby.
I didn't get the memo. I'm out of the loop. Stream it, baby.
Stream it, baby.
So what's the other announcement? Mindy, you want to make that one that comes with this podcast? Or do we want me to do it? Nikki, what are we going to do?
Oh,
so,
okay. Go ahead, Mindy. So now this podcast is going to be part of our streaming show.
Yes.
So every Friday, we're going to be doing this at 8:30 in the morning.
Right.
Right from here, live during the show. But then you can still get it in your podcast form as well.
Yeah. So instead of being every – well, is biweekly every 2 weeks?
Or yeah.
So instead of being every other week you download this, it's going to be every week. It's going to be a weekly podcast. Instead of being like 40, 45 minutes, it's going to be every week for about 25, 30 minutes.
So that means we might need more questions.
Oh, ooh. Is that your trick, Nikki?
She's a pro.
She's got this. Anyway, yeah.
A true professional here.
Get your questions to brownbag@wnep.com, and then we'll answer them live on television now. Or you can still listen on your podcast source or watch
or
on YouTube or both or anything. Yeah. This is all good.
It's going to be great.
It's a lot.
Now look at the top of the brown bag. What do you see?
I see questions.
It's overflowing.
Yeah.
And I want all you guys, because I tried to mix it, and every time I mix it, the questions fall out. So dig deep if you want. But if you want to go shallow, go ahead. But don't just think pick the top. Go deep into this thing because I didn't have a chance to mix it.
And I really am going to leave. So can I ask the first question run off on vacation?
Yeah, you have to pick the first question and then Mr. Vacation. So you – what's the for us commoners who have to work for a living, what's the feeling going? Let me count the days off.
Commoners
Saturday,
have to work.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 10 days of freedom.
This coming from the guy who has more vacation than anyone.
No, it's so true.
No, but you have a lot. It's 10 days of sleeping in, doing what you want every day. So he's leaving any minute. He's going
to
get
the I have to leave to get to the school to pick up the kids. It's their last day of school.
Yeah.
So this is airing after that, but it was the last day of school, and then we're heading off on vacation. So.
Nice.
Perfect.
Well, how about the first question is mine on this brown bag.
How long did it take
your wife to pack, and how long did it take you to pack?
Joe.
You don't want to?
With her, it's a week-long process.
Okay, and how long does it take you?
3 minutes.
But to be fair, she's packing for three kids.
Yeah, but he could pack two for three kids, too. It would just be like
just throwing
one pair
stuff
of underwear.
In the, yeah.
Oh, God. You know what? It's interesting because you get to different phases in parenting, and you both know this. But when we used to go, we just go to our family's cabin out in the woods. When we used to go when the kids were little and you have all this extra gear for
pack
young kids.
Pack and play.
It would be so much stuff to load. Now with kids the age of my kids, it's really not that much stuff anymore. It's such a difference.
Yeah.
When you don't have to take baby gear and toddler gear and all that kind of stuff.
It's true.
Now just throw some clothes in a bag and let's go.
All right. So one question and then you're out of here.
Keep
the questions coming, people. Brownbag at WNEP.com. Here we go. First one.
Joe, why don't you have Webster back from Rock 107 for another interview and find out what he's up to since his retirement? The first one was hysterical. I must have listened to it 5 times.
Oh, Webster. Oh, so
that's
for those
awesome.
Who don't know, he was the DJ in Rock 107 for decades. He's a buddy of mine. He's in his mid-late 60s now. And he was a guest on this podcast 2, 3, 4 years ago. So if you want to listen to that one, the guy is hilarious. Now, he's the kind of dude. I tried to get him back many times. Guess what he tells me? Are you kidding? Hell no.
So he just wanted to fade away.
He's one of those guys that he doesn't want the attention. He doesn't need the attention. He wants to just cut the cord and be free of every responsibility. So I tried to get him. He won't do it. He will not do it.
So I was going to say this isn't really a brown bag question because it's just a comment. But let's make it a brown bag question. Would you, in retirement, just want to fade – we're all in high-profile jobs.
Yeah.
Right.
In front of the camera. And, Joe, you're closest.
Yeah. There's a part of me, I hate to say it, it's a character flaw. I like the attention, and I would do it, I think, because I
still,
think I'd be
still
bored.
Be...
Yeah, and I'd like to feel like, oh, yeah, I'm still relevant. I got something to say. But he's one of those guys, he does it. He just, no. He laughs. He's like, no, hell no.
Isn't
done.
That funny?
What about you guys?
I probably would do it if somebody asked me just to be nice.
Oh, so you would do it to be nice, not for the ego.
Yeah, and I do. I can see myself. I don't know what Webster's doing, but I can see myself being in a little cabin in the woods, away from people, and just being really happy with that.
If you want to see what he's doing, go to his Facebook page. It's like smoking a cigar in the pool every day.
That's nice.
Wow, that's nice.
I could do that too. That sounds good.
I could see myself still having some kind of public role, like going and doing interviews.
Well,
or
we're going to vote for you for governor. Governor of Pennsylvania is what I think John should do.
He'd be good for anything.
I know, right?
You got my vote.
Thanks, and what about you, Nikki? You still have that? You think?
I think a little bit.
Yeah.
You're right. It's hard to give that up.
Yeah. Are we flawed?
Maybe
we need
a
the
little.
Attention. We need the attention or something.
I think you guys just really enjoy the interaction of the public.
I do. That's a good.
Yeah.
That's a better positive
that's
spin
a good way to put it.
Yeah.
The people, connecting with people. That's what life's all about.
And the cool thing is, people may not know this, but we get a lot of letters and a lot of emails from people saying, I can't help but start my day with you. If you guys aren't there, my day's not the same. Those kind of letters and emails just make you feel like, wow, I'm doing something good.
And just going to the grocery store and people saying, oh, I've got a kick out of what you guys did
don't
this
you love
morning.
It?
We do. We love that.
It makes you feel good.
So maybe it's a little ego. Maybe it's just.
We're interactive people.
Who knows
people.
What it is?
Yeah, when I go to concerts and people recognize me, other people who recognize me at the concerts, they go, Joe, I feel bad for all these people. But and I'm like, it doesn't bother me at all. I like it.
Yeah.
Because like, it means we're doing what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, and people it's nice are to responding. Meet people and have fun. I don't mind it at all.
All right, I'm out.
You're out of here, Johnny baby. What
should Sean take my place?
Oh my gosh, we need another Sean.
I feel bad. Sean's sitting in the shadows in the corner.
Mr. Digital Media, formerly known as Webmaster, Digital Media Director, DMD.
I'm like adjusting the
shine. Digital
Guru. So I'll see you all live on WNEP Plus Monday, June 16th.
Oh my gosh, John.
That's the next.
Well, I have another question. You're driving out to Elk County.
Yeah.
Your wife says, let's get a lottery ticket. You hit the big one. Are you coming back?
I may not. See you later. With that, I'm out.
He's not allowed to buy any lottery tickets.
You're going to hate yourself. Nothing to do all day except spend money. You're going to become a miserable.
I'll be back.
You're going to become a miserable rich
man. Have
fun,
John.
He would just become a jerk, right?
He would become a jerk.
I know. He'd be like a,
Elon Musk.
I was going to say that.
I was going to say that.
I've never sat on this side. No,
how does it feel?
There's not too
it's
many.
It's like batting lefty.
Yeah, it is. Yep.
All right. Well, let's give Sean a break. Nikki, you're up. We're going to go clockwise from John. So now you're going pretty shallow there. You don't want to go deep.
It's hard, shallow today.
Hard to reach deep.
Yeah, I'll go deep because I did, like I said, I try to mix them. But these are questions from you, the people. It's only as good as you make it be.
Joe, how come you don't take a turn visiting elementary schools and reading to students? All other on-air personalities take their turn.
I have a good answer for that, and I think it's sufficient. Number one, I hate it. I don't like elementary school doing things like that. It's
really?
Just not me. No, I don't like it. And I do it more than everybody here. Are you ready for this? And this is what I told management years ago. I teach at Marywood University. I am with hundreds of students per week. I do WhamCam when I'm mixing it up with people every single week. So you guys go out for this Dr. Seuss stuff, what, once a year for a week?
Yeah.
I'm doing it twice a day at Marywood University, three times a week. And once a week WhamCam, mixing it up with the people.
So you are reading to the kids, just older kids.
Yeah. But I'm not an elementary school kind
the
of
thing
guy.
The thing is, I've seen you with my little kids. You had that weather book that you wrote that was so fun.
I like to have fun with kids, but I don't like structured, look who's here, let's welcome Mr. Snedeker. And then all the students are there and it's formal and I sit down and no.
Just too much, huh?
I just hate reading books like that. No, it's too serious and structured and weird.
Okay.
It's not my thing.
All right.
That doesn't make me a bad person.
No, it's okay.
Yeah.
Maybe slightly bad. That's all right.
Even when I would read to my kids when they were little, I couldn't wait for the books to be over.
Yep.
I'm like, get this over with already.
Let's get this over with.
Yeah, let's just get this over with.
Joe would sneak and rip half the pages out. So
that's your answer. I do it, but I do it in a different way. Is that a good one?
Yeah.
Take sure, that. Why not?
All right, take that.
Take
Minnie,
that.
Well, what about you?
Oh, I forgot. Me. All right, see? All right. So
don't forget yourself.
I forgot myself. All right, so here we go. Why doesn't Nikki read to school? Why do people say sailing the seven seas when there are only five oceans? Tanya from Nanticoke. All right. This is where Sean May has to do the AI thing. All right,
seven
so
seas?
Sailing the seven seas.
Well, there are seas, Mediterranean Sea, right. Baltic Sea, Black Sea.
I think they used to split north and south, in meaning the northern Atlantic and southern Atlantic. I think that's why. I remember I do teach oceanography.
That's right, so but you should know the answer to this
question. Well, this is more folky, though, but I think they used to separate the Atlantic and Pacific into two parts. I'm pretty sure. Is that why, Sean? AI answer?
Yes. The Arctic, North Atlantic, South Atlantic, yeah. North Pacific, South Pacific, Indian, and Southern Oceans.
There's your seven seas.
There's your seven seas.
Yeah. But of course.
There we go.
This is a human construct. There's really only one ocean covering the entire planet. And we humans come around and name things. So if you want to separate north to south, you can do it.
But. Is there a line that divides the ocean?
Well, what would the line be? The
I don't
equator,
know,
you
but
mean?
It's like
a physical?
Okay, so here's the Atlantic Ocean, then right over this divide.
Yeah, it would definitely
the
be
Pacific
the equator,
ocean.
I'd say.
Okay.
Definitely be the equator. Great question. I love it. Oh, Minnie, she's laughing.
You are getting pummeled today.
Oh, that's all right. Hey,
just
bring
like
it on, brown bag.
Insults.
Bring it out. Here we go.
Insults and infections.
Well, wait a minute.
What?
I don't want it.
but I was
No, I'm just kidding. I would never ring that bell. I would never ring that bell. Right. Bring it on. Here we go.
Well, I mean, you can ring it if you want. But anyway, Joe, how come you never go to WNEP outings or parties? It doesn't look good. Are you too cool to spend some time with your coworkers?
I'll just quick rewind and just play that last answer.
You need to get off your bike and make an effort to be with your coworkers. We hear it all the time how you just like going to outings. Maybe you can take your rubber gloves with you. You can clean your coworkers' toilets.
Well, you answer that for me. Do you think that's accurate?
No. You go to some
things. Yeah, I do. So I don't know why. I think he's referring to the fact that a month ago, I thanked John Meyer, who just left, for not inviting me to his daughter's First Holy Communion, or son, right?
Yeah, son, yeah.
Maybe and that's
maybe
what he's referring
to. The picture from over the weekend that we posted. Okay.
Right, for the baseball.
When was the email sent?
Yes, we'll look at the date here.
Well, I don't know.
Sunday, June 1st. So this is
recent. Was that before the baseball game that you guys all went to?
That was the day of the baseball game.
Because half the comments on my post were, where's Joe?
I don't like baseball. I can't sit and watch a baseball game.
Yeah, that's true.
I'd love to hang around with you guys, but I can't do that. I can't watch a baseball game at all. It's torture for me.
I could have gone and just not watched the game.
That's what a lot of us do.
And the other thing is,
quality
Mindy,
time with us.
Sean's just twisting
Maybe I'm
the
guilty
knife.
As charged.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
The other thing is, as you know, what do I do with all emails that are sent from corporate to everybody?
You didn't even know about
the baseball
game. I deleted. You didn't know about the baseball game.
So I didn't even know about the baseball game.
That's right.
Unless it's coming to me, then I feel it's important. If it's a from management to everybody, I delete it because I don't want to be bothered.
Right. Gotcha.
Listen, I'm going to be 60 years old. Cut me a break. I've seen a lot.
You've done a lot. You've been there, done that. Sean, you're not getting a...
My turn?
You're definitely your turn. You're not getting away
with
it.
I've seen enough, Mindy, okay?
I've seen enough baseball? I got to meet Nikki's boyfriend, which was really fun.
I want
to
meet this dude.
Yeah.
Dan the man.
He is... Darren.
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 And he is so cool. Like, he's a really nice guy.
I could tell.
Well,
but based
you.
On what she tells me he does every weekend, I want to hang around with this guy.
All right, Joe, some redemption for you.
Oh, no!
Who's being nice?
This is from Anne Marie. Doesn't say where she's from, but after hearing so much about cleaning the shower/tub with a loofah, I had to try it.
Oh my,
no. Joe is right. It works great, although I will only use that one for cleaning.
Wait a minute.
Thanks for the tip.
Oh, I think I can leave right now. How many years has this been? I finally get redemption.
Oh, my gosh.
I have tears in my eyes.
Do you realize how, in case you're new to the podcast, I've been saying for years that I use my wife's loofah, pink, to clean the shower and tub when she's not around, and then I rinse it off and hang it back up, but she doesn't know I use it to clean. And you guys all hate me for it.
We
you
do.
You think I'm a dirtbag.
Exactly.
This person sees the value. It's better than a sponge. It's better than a washcloth. It's perfect for cleaning the wall of your shower and bathroom.
I can totally see that's the case, but notice what this person said.
She has a
I have a special loofah for the cleaning. Your poor wife doesn't realize what's going on her skin. But
I clean it after I use it.
The little bacterias and the...
Partial redemption, I guess.
Partial redemption.
That is funny, though, that you gave somebody that idea, right?
It's also funny that my wife has no idea. After all of this, I thought it would
get back to her yet.
And when I see her use that, I just shake my head. I'm like,
someone is going to come up to Dawn and say,
and they're going to tell her, I know.
I know. Do you know this is what happens?
Do you guys know what I mean, though? It's so good for cleaning.
It is.
Because it's got just enough grit.
Well, and the nice thing, too, is they're only usually $1.
Right.
You know? If you buy a sponge, it's going to be $3.99.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes they're $2. It depends on where you buy it. But if you go to the dollar store, it's $1.
Try it out, you guys. Go get a couple and start cleaning stuff in. I think it's good for dishes, too. Toilets.
You know, it would be good for dishes.
Yeah. Toilets, everything.
Yeah, make sure you keep a separate.
Yeah, I'll get a separate one if you don't want to be a dirtbag like me.
Yeah, exactly.
Nikki, back to Nikki.
On the Best Episode Ever podcast.
Sean, name that one.
Oh.
Because it wasn't so good.
It was just me.
The subject came up about windy roads or winding roads.
Okay, winding roads. Yep.
I can't read.
Spell the same.
Spell the same.
One day I asked.
And a road can be windy, so I can see where you got that.
True. One day I asked an older person who resided in Jessup about the road on Route 247 come from Mount Cobb to Jessup.
247.
He told me that before improvements were made on the road, it was extremely windy. He told me the road was constructed with all the big curves to make it easier on horses going down the steep mountain with heavy wagon loads.
Oh, that's interesting.
See the things you learn here on the podcast?
Yeah.
Someone asked us in that episode why so many roads are windy.
Oh.
And I said, well, I don't know. There's property lines and there's boulders and terrain. And
so, yeah, I guess if you're thinking of a horse.
If you have to scale a mountain, you can't go straight up.
Right.
Or down.
And a horse that's going down with a heavy load, you would need to, like, yeah.
And maybe that was the prelude to the road that came later.
Mm-hmm.
See the things you learn here.
People are answering.
That's why roads are windy sometimes. I'm going all the way to the bottom. This is like the Precambrian at the bottom of the Grand Canyon. Are you ready for this question?
We haven't gotten any Travis questions yet, have we?
I don't know. No. We haven't been reading the...
I didn't see any yet.
All right. Since all of you are on such irregular sleep patterns, this is from Derek Rains. Do you remember your dreams? Derek from Mountaintop.
A lot of times I do.
I do.
Do you?
I mean, it's nothing that I can really think of right now, but I always do wake up and think, oh, yeah, I was dreaming.
I do often.
So his point, though, do you think it changes because of our weird schedule?
It might.
I think it has more to do with the type of sleep you're getting. I think you get REM, that's generally when you're going to get dreams. Now, I don't know about what it takes to remember them. I don't know if... your sleep, like when you're sleeping, matters as far as your ability to remember what you dreamed.
I always thought it was if you wake up during REM or if you wake up during your dream, that's how you remember it usually. But maybe that's not always the case.
Do you guys ever do this? And I read the study on this that proves it correct, that your brain, when you're subconscious and you're sleeping, is trying to solve puzzles and problems that you do during the day unconsciously a lot of times. And I know the Beatles and Paul McCartney used to say, oh, they woke up and there was just a great song in their head and they wrote it down quick. I have a version of that. I'm sure all of you do. Like I'll be building something at home or fixing something and I don't finish it and I go to bed. And then I wake up the next morning and like there's an answer to what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, if you screw this to that and put this on top, and it does work. So one thing your dreams are doing is trying to solve problems while you are sleeping. And they help you the next day. Or maybe if you're Paul McCartney, you're going to write a Hey Jude.
What if you have a dream that like all your teeth fell out? How does that solve any problems?
You do have those scary dreams. Like everybody has the dream they didn't study for the test.
Or they didn't wear pants to school.
Or they wear pants. Yeah. So what is that doing? That's helping you to not make that error.
Or
you better put clothes on.
Yeah. Or to realize you're having those feelings of anxiety or whatever.
Let's turn this into a feeling section, Mindy. So tell me how you feel about
it. I like remembering a lot of my dreams, but some of them are weird, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to have that teeth dream all the time. Yes,
the teeth.
That's stress related.
Is this a popular dream?
Oh,
I've never heard of this one.
It is.
So you wake up and what?
No, you're in the dream, just all your teeth fall out.
All your teeth fall out.
And that's a thing.
That's a very popular one.
It's stress related. It's something with if you're stressed about money or just, I forget what it is.
Yeah, I don't know if it's specific. I know it's stress related.
Because my friends, a lot of them tell me how stressful their lives and jobs are. And I'm like, I have no idea what you mean. I have no stress at all in my life. And maybe that's why. I never lost my teeth in a dream.
Okay.
Could this be?
Did you ever do the naked in front of your class?
I don't think I had that one either.
Or forget you had a test dream.
I have all the time. Forget I have a test. Even as a near 60-year-old man, I still think I'm going to.
So Mindy's right.
Yeah,
according to this academic paper, if you wake up during REM, 80% of patients in this study remembered their dreams.
Oh.
I did a dream project in middle school, and I remember a lot of it. I did like a research project. So this says dreams about teeth falling out are common, often reflect a sense of anxiety, loss of control, or insecurity in your waking life. It can be linked to feelings of vulnerability or shame, or even a deeper meaning of personal renewal or rebirth.
Ooh.
So,
and I never had the teeth one.
I feel like it's sort of like a horoscope that the explanation. Yeah, that's just make it fit with whatever.
A lot of it is right.
positive. It could be about renewal.
Yeah,
about
I think there's a lot of pseudoscience.
Yeah, that was a little vague, but yeah.
But the REM thing is interesting. I did not know that. 80%
were more likely to remember their dreams if they woke up during REM. Yep.
Could we all agree on this, or is this my ADD? When someone tells you, "Oh my God, I got to tell you this dream I had," I'm like, "Oh please no."
No, please I like don't to hear people's oh, do you? Dreams. See, yeah, I do.
That and I've got a joke are the two worst conversations. Sure. I hate when someone says, I got a joke. Do you hate that or is it just me?
It's just you.
Because then you're obligated to laugh at the end of their joke, even if you don't get it or think it's funny.
Are you though?
You don't have to.
You don't
because
have
if
to
they
laugh.
Tell you a joke, you can't just sit there.
Why not?
That's not funny. Because I feel like you let them down.
I don't like to encourage people who aren't funny. And then they think they are. Oh. And then you're just.
Okay, I don't know if
that.
I can answer. I don't know if I can read that one. So
oh, I'm not funny. Don't
tell me if I can. I don't know.
No, this is a good one. Read
it's a good
it because
one?
I think
okay.
we have the answer to that
okay,
one. I don't know.
I didn't know if we did.
Here we go. See, this
I mean,
is
sometimes
where...
people send in these emails and they're trying to get us into trouble. Have you noticed that?
That's the beauty of Brown Bag.
Yeah, this is from.
We never know what we're going to get.
This is from Suzanne. So you may not answer this, but was there a falling out with Rob Rave? WNEP landscaping was always done by Raves, not Kurt praising a company called Atlas. Mm-hmm. What gives?
Did this end up back in there? I feel like we
I feel like
this
we addressed, but people have the same query sometimes. Yeah. So here we go. So Rob Rave, I remember the day, the year 2005, when management said to me, "We're going to have this new landscaper in your backyard named Rob Rave." And it's a trade deal, meaning he gets commercial time on WNEP and we get free landscaping. And he's going to be on your show, Joe. And I remember thinking, oh, God, this is so not me. I'm going to have to sit in the backyard before I do a forecast, listen to some guy talk about plants. It was really a bad day for me. And then here he comes, Rob Rave.
Or Ernest Hemingway.
He turns out to be this funny, sarcastic, warm, sincere dude, and we became best buds. I love the guy. We played hockey together. He's 10 years older than me, and then this relationship carried on. We became friends. We would go out drinking together. He'd do landscaping. And then, this was only about 8-9 years ago, management, decided to do a different path, I guess we'll say. And businesses do this. Mm-hmm. Why it happened, I don't know. I wouldn't call it a falling out. It's more like if Ford advertises on our station for 3 years, then all of a sudden they pull out and Chevy advertises. I don't know. It just happened. But
was there a falling out with us? Yeah.
Did management and him and his business not work out a deal? Maybe. Was he charging too much, too little? Maybe. I don't know. He never told me.
Yeah.
He never told me. So no big falling out.
He still does our Christmas tree.
No big gossip, yeah. But what probably happened is they said, if you want to keep doing our landscaping, you're going to have to charge less or do less ads, and he didn't like it. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
Whatever. There was some business falling out, but it was not like a mean, angry thing. He still loves WNEP. He still loves me. And he loves all three of you.
It wasn't like Elon Musk and President Trump.
Perfect. It wasn't a Musk-Trump
like
thing.
Can I say that kind of stuff on the podcast?
I love how you're saying this.
Okay. Me?
Yes, it's you. Yes.
Don't you love the drama with that now?
It's like a WWE.
Yeah, I love it.
I feel like it's like Hulk Hogan. Yeah, I feel like it's wrestlers fighting with each other.
We don't want to get political, but I love it. I just love this. Yeah, it's...
Suzanne again.
Oh.
Suzanne
likes to ask the tough questions.
Oh.
What happened to the Talkback Extra podcast? It was awesome to listen to the nonsense calls of Talkback.
This is perfect for you.
Yeah, do any of you remember?
I don't remember this.
So it was John.
John Meyer.
And one of our producers would be some of the Talkback calls that weren't on Talkback. And we would play the calls, and John would kind of respond to what he'd give immediate feedback on what these people were saying in these calls. So he'd explain, like, if they had a complaint about something, he would explain. It was similar to this, but it was in reference to, like, some talkback calls.
It's still out there, right, if someone wants to listen?
I mean, it still exists somewhere.
There aren't any new ones.
What happened, I think COVID probably killed that one.
Okay, so that's at least four or five years ago. Yeah.
And then, then I think COVID happened. It made it harder to do.
COVID was 5 years ago.
That's nuts, isn't it?
Isn't it weird?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what it was. And then people got busy and things change. And, you know, that's...
Yada, yada.
That's
what
the nature
producer
of it.
Was it?
I can't remember.
If anyway, people, wherever I go, people ask about TalkBack. Who wants to give the people listening now a good background on TalkBack? Because people come to me all the time, I can't believe they put that on, or we love you. Why do you play those angry calls? That person. Here's the deal. It's entertainment.
Yeah.
The crankier the people are, the more bizarre, the more they're going to get played. We know it doesn't represent our area. These are oddballs. These are fringe people. And they're funny. So it's entertainment. It's funny to laugh at and with a lot of these calls.
And I think some of them, though, too, represent what a lot of people are thinking. Like if somebody stop interrupting my news to put on softball. There's a lot of people at home thinking that, too. So we're just kind of representing what...
Boy, you're right, Mindy, because during a football game, if we cut in with a tornado warning or something...
Oh, they get mad?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Not
they don't care about the tornado.
They don't care about the tornado. And it's not our decision. It's a management decision. But they... Oh, my God. The phones light up.
Yep.
Do any of you ever have... insight as to how many calls we get like in a day or that's someone's job here that has to listen to them all.
Someone once told me it was several hundred.
Several? Could you imagine
listening? But they don't listen to them all. I think they have them where they can read what they say.
Oh, so the script is out. And yeah. And that's got to be a funny one. Let's play that one.
Yeah, yeah.
So TalkBack's a big thing here. No other station that I know does it.
Mm-mm.
And it's one of our more popular features.
I do remember one of our previous managers he told me that, you know, it started like 30 years ago. He's retired now. And he remembers when TalkBack started, and he's like, this is never going to fly.
Yeah,
30 years later, it's still doing great.
Little
you have to admit,
know.
It's kind of bold because most TV stations take themselves too seriously.
It's true.
Yeah. You're not going to allow people to make fun of an on-air person. That's unprofessional. But we don't care.
We don't care. We like it.
Bring it on. It keeps it real, man. It keeps it real. So keep them coming. And that's what this is about. This is the same thing. This is just like TalkBack. brownbag@wnep.com. Get the questions in. Insult me. I don't care. Make fun of Mindy's fake eyelashes.
Exactly.
Are they fake?
Of course they are.
I reached to the bottom for this
Nikki,
one.
Are your eyelashes fake?
You
no. Don't want to say.
But I do have fake ones that I can put on. But
yours
these are,
right
these
now are not fake.
She's got big, beautiful eyelashes, naturally.
I think your fake ones, Mindy, aren't as lush as hers.
Yeah. No, my real eyelashes are pretty wimpy, so I do the fake ones.
Sean, let's do some fake eyelashes.
Joe.
What do you say?
I could put some on
Why
you.
Why can't we break through these gender stereotypes?
I don't need fake eyelashes. I have nice, long,
yeah,
beautiful eyelashes.
Nice, long
you have nice, long,
beautiful
eyelashes.
Yeah,
now,
because you're
I
not
I
constantly putting mascara on and then
no,
taking
I know,
it off.
I threw mascara on these bad boys.
Oh, that would be nice.
I feel like we had this question. What happened to the old voiceover guy? Things just don't feel the same without him.
Do we have the answer
which
to that?
One?
Did we have?
I know. How many do we have?
Which one? We had one forever, and then we had one more recently, not nearly as long. It's same kind of thing. Just choices are
it's
made.
It's funny how it becomes associated with the
a
station.
Business decision.
Mm-hmm.
This had to be 15 years ago. I was on vacation, and I turned on the local TV. And I heard the same guy's voice that does our station.
Oh, man.
It was such a letdown. Because I was a little...
You're like, I thought that was our guy.
That was our guy. But it's some guy who sits in his basement studio and does hundreds of stations because he was born with the golden pipes. That's the truth.
Wouldn't that be a great way to make money?
Yeah. There's no person here that does that. They sit in some room hundreds of miles away and read nonsense every day for hundreds of stations and gets a big fat check.
Yep.
Good for him.
Good.
Exactly.
So we don't know this guy. He does many stations. They change.
But I have a conspiracy now, though. That
oh.
We have some sponsored half hours in the morning.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Are some of the voices AI?
Well, and that could be the thing, too. The voiceover folks, like with the AI,
their
jobs could
oh,
be
my
their
goodness.
Jobs are gone.
Kind of iffy
oh, yeah.
If AI can do a read, then you don't necessarily need the human doing it.
Let me ask you this, Sean.
Tough because, I don't know, I feel like a human can get some nuance in there that I don't think AI is quite capable of at this point.
I wish I can find it on my phone now, but when I listen to these feeds and there's like an explainer reel, it's the same guy's voice. You know what I mean? And there's
mm-hmm.
something really intriguing about it, and I want to listen to it. So I did a search once. Who is the guy who does all these? And they said it was AI.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about, you know what I mean? It's that same guy's voice. And there's, I'm like, I want to see what he looks like.
Yeah.
And they said it was AI. So
there's also a woman's voice that you see here on everything.
Radio DJs, some of those are AI voices now.
Are they?
Yeah. Every once in a while you hear him like mispronounce a band name. And that's pretty obvious then that's AI.
Sean, you may have to edit this out. You determine this. So speaking of AI, I just thought of another job that's going to be out.
News anchor?
When I was in college, one of my buddies, we used to make fun of him. He would call the, remember back in the day, the 1-900 erotic lines?
Mm-hmm.
Pick up the phone.
He seriously would. We'd be like, dude, why are you calling that? And so we had to pay his phone bill because he would call sensual.
Even at the time, it was like something like $5, $6, $7
to hear someone talk dirty to him.
Yeah.
So now I guess that girl's out of business, right?
Oh. Just use AI.
AI, you could, right?
I don't know.
But who's even doing that anymore?
I don't think that. I mean, are there? I probably
I don't think there
call
are.
Call someone up and talk.
The internet probably got rid of that.
Yeah. The internet killed the phone conversations, probably, like most things.
Sam, if you're listening, you did it, and you know you did it. Okay, so the truth is out there, you weirdo, you creeper.
Oh my goodness!
Who is it?
Is it my turn?
I think it's Nikki's turn, isn't it?
Maybe one more round. Oh, yeah. Mickey, and this Sam was such a nice guy. We were surprised, but he owned up to
it. He had a dark side.
Yeah, like,
what he liked to do.
You're justifying this.
This is his hobby.
The two girls here objectifying women? Come on.
I mean, I don't know. As long as he's not hurting anybody.
I was going to say, it could have been worse.
Yeah.
I will say this. He wasn't a good-looking man. So in my eyes, but I can't tell.
What if he's listening?
He's not. If he is, he would laugh. All right. Is there a website, Sean, where I could see actual rainfall totals per month for places in Wayne County? I live in South Canaan, and I want to see different rain totals than Scranton or even Honesdale. Bob Bryden. Yes, you can. I don't have the website memorized, but if you just type in, seriously, National Weather Service rainfall totals, and navigate through the National Weather Service website, you can find all that. There are spotters out there.
You name it, and you can find it. There's tons
of local weather reports from viewers and contributors to the National Weather Service. They're called trained spotters, and they have gauges all over the place. So just type in National Weather Service for your area. I guess it would be Binghamton. Type in National Weather Service Binghamton. Mitty's bored already. National Weather Service of Boca. Navigate through the website and you'll find rainfall totals for everywhere.
I'm just wondering why you need to know rainfall totals for your area, but I'm sure there's a good reason.
Mindy, talk to me.
Yes.
Talk to me in that special
They don't do those anymore. And that wasn't me, even though there are rumors it was. All right. Oh, this is a good question. This is from Jim.
Jimmy.
It says, who cleans up the stuff that Joe throws over the bank?
Is that a good question? Because why? Because I really don't throw stuff over the bank.
Oh, my goodness. I've seen you throw pumpkins.
Okay, pumpkins. Keep going.
I've seen you throw Christmas trees.
Keep going.
I got in trouble for that.
Okay. Only those two things. Maybe gourds.
Gourds,
fruits.
Mm-hmm.
So only organic material.
Yeah, that's the moral of the story. So there's nothing to clean up if it's organic.
Is somebody composting it? What's happening?
It just goes out like an apple from a fallen tree. It's natural.
Okay.
So I only throw things over the bank that decompose and are naturally there.
What about fireworks?
She's got me.
Oh, God.
Fireworks. I'm guilty of fireworks. There are rocket.
Yeah.
There are rocket
particles.
Though, aren't they? Like the.
Bottle rockets are over the bank. I'm sorry. But everything else is organic and it decomposes. But Mindy did get in trouble. I got her in big trouble.
I got in huge trouble for that.
A Christmas tree is natural. We took all the lights off of it, the ornaments, and we threw.
Don't understand.
Why did you get in trouble?
Oh, Nikki, it's a long story.
We don't want to relive this. We don't want
it was
to
my only time getting in trouble in my 18 years here.
Oh, no.
And I had to do this to you. Yeah. I'm very proud of that.
I am proud of it,
anyway,
too.
Anyway, we don't litter. It's organic stuff.
Yes.
This kind of brings this podcast full circle.
Oh, maybe to the end even.
So we got Tom C. from Archbald asking, I will keep asking this question until you finally put it on brown bag. So apparently there's a bunch of emails in there that are the same. Maybe. Whenever vacations, days off, or whatever occur, do you have to find your own replacement when you're out? I was a teacher, and you guys have more time off than teachers.
No, we don't.
It's a myth. So the time off thing is definitely confirmation bias because you notice when someone's off. But if you add up all my days that I'm off, for example, and I'm the senior here, I think it's 30. Is that a lot for a guy who's been at a company 30 years?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
If you were 5 weeks.
If you lived in Spain, you'd get like 3 months off.
Yeah. So a lot of people take full weeks off. I don't like to do that. So what I do is I take a lot of Mondays. Think about that. That's like 20, 30 Mondays a year. So if you're the average viewer, you're going to be like, that idiot's off again? But 30 days is not that much vacation for a guy who's been at a company 30 years.
Well, that wasn't his question. You're being defensive.
Oh.
Do you have to find your own replacement?
Oh, so, well, the weather office, we put in the schedule.
That was in harmony. That was good.
Yeah. No, I don't personally call, but no, it's now we have Anthony. He's our new meteorologist. He's the fill-in guy. Allie Gallo works weekends. So when I take off weekdays, she's the fill-in girl. So it's a set schedule. I don't have to find anyone. But the anchors, you guys got it made.
Whatever. The weather department is different because you guys, I think, doesn't Kurt kind of coordinate a lot of that for you guys?
Yeah.
For us, we ask for vacation, and if it's possible for us to be off, if there aren't already like 12 people off that day, they'll grant it, and they'll have to find a replacement. So we don't have to find our own replacements.
I think with you two, correct me if I'm wrong, you're not supposed to be off on the same day, right?
Right, which is very annoying.
Yeah, so but Nikki and I, she has a good point. If you take off or I take off, we're affecting someone else's life.
Right.
They have to replace us. You don't do that. If you take off, then John just does solo and vice versa.
But now we're going to do 4.5 hours.
Oh, that's
the whole thing. I think it's going to be much harder to get time off now. I really do.
If I take off, usually just whoever's making the schedule will just ask somebody, one of the other reporters, if they mind filling in on the early morning shift. Yeah. Usually people don't. They like it.
That's because we're so fun.
Right. I know. They all like it.
Well, let's end this with one final question. And by the way, it has to be the right one because this is the last question ever in the old format of Brown Bag. Because remember,
that is pressure.
It's now going to be a weekly podcast and it's going to be live, part of it on TV, perhaps. Yeah. And it's going to be same basic dynamics, but every week.
Well, we have to be
different?
A little less. No, you think we could still be as crass as we are?
I don't know. Nikki, is it a good one to end with?
I don't know.
Well, you can throw it back in then. We need a good ending.
Yeah.
Wait, I got to see what that was. You're making that face.
Find another one. Was it a good one?
What don't you like about this? Why do we need hedgehogs to determine whether or not you are pre-diabetic? Sean, are you ready to get on that one?
Hedgehogs?
Why not dolphins, turtles, puppies, kittens?
You've seen that one, right?
Yeah,
it's
why not?
Hedgehogs that are like at the beach.
Why
and they're
not?
Like, if you're a man, give yourself 2 points.
Yeah.
If you're over 50, give yourself another point. It's like you're supposed to add up if you're pre-diabetic.
But do they do
if
some
you're
testing
overweight,
with hedgehogs? Or is this a joke?
No, it's
I think
just,
they're trying to figure out what's the correlation between
they just want you to watch. So they figure hedgehogs are cute. So
did
they'll
I put
get
this
you to
back
watch.
In, or did you answer it?
I just answered it.
All right. I didn't see that commercial. Yeah. I thought maybe
I don't remember
it.
Seeing that either.
I thought
it's on every morning.
There's that's hedgehogs in it. Yeah.
So this one isn't a question. It's a comment.
Yeah, but is it a good ender?
But
for
it's a redeemer for Joe.
Oh, well, maybe it's good then.
Two redeemers in one day?
I truly believe Joe is immortal. He survived a hot pepper. He has lived through Mindy shenanigans. He tolerates Don Jacobs and Andy Palumbo. And most importantly, he bravely battles the elements during his annual bike ride. Joe is the true manifestation of perseverance, and he deserves the utmost dignity and respect.
We can't end on a better
note.
And
that,
and that is
Joe
Mike.
S. That comes from
Did
Joe S.
Did you submit this?
Joe S.
Joe S. sent that one.
Is your pseudonym Mike?
And now I survived years of the podcast and its old format, and I will survive the new format, which starts. Does it start? The following
week?
Yes! It's going to start. Oh, it's going to be on Fridays now.
It's
Friday. Yeah.
It's,
is it
so
the 20th
So when you listen to this
21st?
One, it comes out on
June 8th,
9th.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to have a new podcast on the.
Is that the 20th?
Yeah.
Friday the 20th.
Friday the 20th. Mm-hmm. Get
from
ready.
From 8:30 to 9-ish.
Yeah.
From 8:30 to 9, it's going to be recorded. You're going to get a new half hour every single week for the rest of
so
your
you can
life.
Watch it live
yeah,
or
you can watch it live
listen
and then
to it recorded.
Watch it live. It'll be on YouTube. It'll be on our streaming app, and it'll be on all Audible listening podcasts too. And wait a minute. Can I? Nikki, where is that question? I survived.
Are you going to frame it?
No, what I want you to do, could you get this thing put in like an acrylic disc and I'll wear it as a necklace?
That's I'll a great idea. I'll make it into a t-shirt.
T-shirt is even better. So final thoughts. This is it, everybody. We're moving on.
We're excited.
I'm excited for the new format.
New format's going to be great. Yeah. Weekly.
And this new background.
Yeah, so get those questions because we're going to need more.
Yes, folks. Very good. So get your new questions. Brownbag@WNEP.com. Brownbag@WNEP.com. The more unique, the more invasive.
I don't know if invasive is the right word.
Really invasive so much. No.
Keep them real. Keep them weird. Send whatever you got. And we'll see you on, I don't know, what's the date, Sean?
June 20th.
June 20th. And from there on, every week, baby. And let's end with our new motto. 1, 2, 3.
Stream it, baby!
Sean doesn't know.
Bye.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything, Mr. Curiosity.